This is our Platinum Health Tech Wednesday night product education conference call. Welcome everyone who's tuning in, and if anybody would like to say hello and where they're calling from, that would be great. There are lots of beeps there. We've got shy people tonight.
Hi, this is Barbara from Queens. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. Hi. I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, okay.
Good.
Hi.
I heard you guys have some cold weather up there again.
Yeah, we sure did this morning. It was coming down pretty hard, but it stuck, but not like last time it snowed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we were lucky with that.
Right. Well,
but yesterday morning was very cold.
Uh-huh.
Very, very cold.
We'll stay warm.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
Awesome. Hey, it's Carmelita, New York City.
Oh, hi, Carmelita. How are you doing?
Cold also.
Yeah. Well, we had like 75 degrees today and sunshine, so I feel pretty lucky to live in California. Well, welcome everyone to our Wednesday night product education conference call. If anybody would like to say their name and where they're calling from, that would be great. This is the time we all kind of say hello, and then we get the call officially started about 5 minutes after the hour.
Thank you. This is Ellen Walker, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ellen. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for being with us.
Melba, New Jersey.
Hi, Melba. How's it going?
Great. Cold, but doing great.
Yeah, good.
good conference call last night.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much. Glad that you were able to listen to it. I hear several beeps coming in. If anybody else wants to say hello and where they're calling from, this is the time. Just shout it on out.
Okay, this is Bobby from New Jersey.
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Amy, and yourself?
Just fine. Just great.
Good.
Great. Thank you.
This is Joseph from New York.
Hi, Joseph. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. And you?
Good. I was just looking at my weather forecast, and we're going to have 70 degrees tomorrow, so it's actually going to be cool tomorrow, cooler than it's been.
Yep, cold now.
Amy, now you're sounding pretty spoiled, complaining about 70. There's about 100 people there right now scolding you.
Yeah. Well, I hear lots more beeps coming in, so if anybody else would like to shout out and say hello and where they're calling from, that would be great.
Yeah, it's walking now. Pam Mazurek calling from Fair Lawn, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. I have actually a cold and a bronchitis residue.
Oh, bummer.
Well, I was interested in this program.
Yeah, we'll get you all fixed up and get your immune system back boosted up here for you.
Yeah, I could use that.
Cool.
A lot of people coughing out here.
Yes, absolutely. In California, it seems like that cold and flu is making a second round back around to the schools and offices and such. So everybody needs to have Immunomax and Virasure in their natural medicine chests.
Huh. What show is this? I didn't hear it on the answering machine. Is it David Sandoval?
Right. It's David Sandoval, Platinum Health Products, and then we get together every Wednesday night for our product education conference calls.
Oh,
so
okay.
Tonight's program is going to be all about Virasure, our product called Virasure.
What is that, viruses?
Yeah, it's a product. It's an antiviral product.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard about too many of those.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, we'll be talking all about that in just a few minutes here. Well, I hear lots more beeps coming in, so if anybody else would like to say hello and where they're calling from, that would be awesome.
Hi, this is Kat from the Bronx.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
All right. And
good.
I want to say that I'm using that Virasure, and it has helped the fight on oncoming cold.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
That's great.
I need to use some more.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's
You're
very
welcome.
Cool.
What's in that product, Virasure?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Stay tuned, and we'll give you a very detailed description of everything that's in the Virasure in just a few minutes, actually.
They want to jump the gun there, Amy.
Yeah.
Excited.
Anybody else like to say hi and where they're calling from? Because we've got a couple more minutes before we officially get the call started.
Hi, this is Dorothy calling from New York City.
Hi, Dorothy. How are you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Good, good.
Debbie from Los Angeles.
Hi, Debbie. I think you're the first West Coaster to join us tonight. Besides Dave and I.
Of course.
Well, I'm Marcel Wolf from Toronto.
Hi. Oh, I think we have two or three Canadians on the line with us tonight. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, perfect.
Anybody else want to say hello and where we're calling from? We have about one more minute before we officially get our call started tonight.
I guess I'm New York.
What?
Hi, I missed that. I heard from New York, but I didn't catch the name.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
Great.
Hi, this is Jerome from New York.
Hi, Jerome. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks.
Good, good. Well, tonight's call is going to be all about a really awesome product in the line called VirusSure. So we'll be getting right into the meat of the call in just a moment here. So if anyone else would like to say hi and where they're calling from, this is probably our final opportunity.
How do you block out the sound?
You hit *6, and then it'll give you a little message that you're muted. And then if at the end, if you'd like to ask a question, you can hit *6 again, and that will unmute your line.
Oh.
So it would be great if everybody did hit *6 and muted themselves out, so that prevents any background noise from cell phones or handheld phones, or you know, if your kids are making some noise in the background, so we all don't have to experience that. Cool. Well, okay. Well, I think it's about time that we officially get started here. So I'm going to put the call into moderator mode. Dave, are you on the line with us?
Hello.
I am here.
Great. Okay.
I'm muted.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. This is our Platinum Health Wednesday Product Education Conference call. We get together every Wednesday night, same time, same place, to talk about health issues and products and how we can, what we can do to take control of our own lives and live a life, a long life, free from disease and illness. So the topic of tonight's call, as we've been mentioning a couple times, is viruses. And we have a wonderful product called VirusSure that Dave Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, is with us. He has a vast knowledge, a depth, a really deep understanding and knowledge of herbs and whole food nutrition. And so he's going to give us a lot of background about what viruses are and then what we can do to combat them and then how we synergistically combined this really awesome product called VirusSure that people have just been having really great success with. So thank you, Dave, so much for being with us tonight. We appreciate you taking time each and every week to be on here and share your knowledge with us.
Well, I know that a lot of people have come to enjoy the time that we spend with them, and while they may tune in to hear my knowledge, they, I think, tune in for your charm, because everybody I talk to says, oh, Amy's awesome. And I'm going, what about me? No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
So I want to thank you as well, because you are doing a great job, and it really is nice to have you with me on the call.
Cool. Well, thank you very much. Well, before we get started, I wanted to remind everyone there's three ways to re-access this information if you'd like to pass it along to a friend or loved one. The call will be available starting tomorrow afternoon on the replay line, and you can access the replay line by calling 212-461-8911. Again, that'll be available starting tomorrow afternoon. Also, we will post the call on the internet on www.phporder.com under education. And if we have your email address on file, we will send you a link, a web link, to that call, and you can just click on it right there in the body of your email. It'll open up your media player, and you can listen right there on your computer. I like to download the calls and put them into my MP3 player or iPod, and you can listen to it while you exercise. I think it's a great way to re-access the information, and we try to make it as easy as possible to share it with others. I'd also like to make a couple of other announcements. We have a few spaces left at our Pure Planet, or excuse me, at our Oasis retreat that's coming up in March, at the end of March, the weekend of March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. If you'd like to have some one-on-one consultation time with Dave and Dr. Michael Wolfield, the naturopathic doctor, they'll both be there, and it's a lot of really awesome things going on there. They have yoga in the morning, living foods instruction, one-on-one consultation, massage, the infrared sauna, just all types of really awesome things set in a beautiful, natural setting away from TVs and cell phones and all types of stimulation that we're all getting in our city, fast-paced, hectic environment. So I encourage anyone that's interested, there's a few rooms left, give us a call at customer service and get the information on that and mark it down on your calendar. We've got dates available in March and April that are filling up really quick. So with those announcements out of the way, let's get into what this call is all about tonight, and that is we want to give you the knowledge and the tools to basically keep yourself healthy. That's what we're here to talk about tonight. And a lot of people don't really understand what a virus is. I have to say I was one of those people. I didn't really understand what the difference between a virus and a bacteria was. And I thought for the longest time before I got into this, especially when I was a kid, or a young adult, that when you got sick, you just went to the doctor and you got an antibiotic and it just took care of everything. And I think probably a lot of our listeners or some of our listeners are in that same position. So, Dave, can you tell us what exactly a virus is? Because I know a virus is definitely different than a bacteria.
Definitely, yeah. A virus, well, a bacteria obviously is an organism that can replicate by itself, and it could culture itself. In other words, it could. A bacteria is something that does not need anything else to grow. Whereas to grow and to replicate, whereas viruses, they're parasites. And I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, a virus is a parasite. And so,
yeah, that doesn't sound too good.
Well, you know, I guess a lot of people don't realize that a parasite is just something that needs a host in order to survive, right?
Right, okay.
And so the virus, actually, what it needs to survive is it needs to sort of take over something. And what it takes over is like the control center of your cell, right? And so the control center of your cell is something that the virus needs, because when it controls your cell, it then takes over, like it's like taking over the control of a car. And then you could take the cell anywhere you want. You could do anything you want once you take control of the car. So
it's almost like a terrorist that's going to hijack the plane. It's a terrorist that's going to hijack your cell.
Absolutely. And the problem is that the virus will reprogram your cell, and it will start to order like room service for all of the nutrients it needs in order to grow stronger. And so the cell begins to basically bring in the nutrients that will feed the virus, and that's how it takes over. And so once it takes over, it creates basically subviral projectiles, which it will shoot into and penetrate the lining of other cells, thus impregnating those cells with miniature incubating versions of themselves. And then those little missiles that are shot in through the cell wall are going to slowly take over the controls of that cell and begin to draw in and call for the nutrients that will allow them to grow. And in order to do this, they need to get really close to each other. And so the cell will go and link to another cell, and then once it's really close by, it'll shoot the missile, the little baby virus, over into the other cell. Remember the pirate movies, Amy, where the pirates would like get really close to the other ship and then swing over on ropes?
Right.
Well, basically, this is what the infected virus cells do. And so in your body, this is something that is sort of unstoppable. In other words, the scientific community has not figured out any way to stop this really from happening.
So basically what you're saying is there's not necessarily a cure for virus. An antibiotic or a penicillin or something of that nature is not going to stop those little missiles from penetrating into the cell next door?
Exactly. And so For example, people confuse viruses and bacteria. The last thing I'll say is that things like strep throat or urinary tract infections, ear infections, sinus infections, these are bacterial infections. They're usually localized at a single point in the body. You can identify where they're growing and what's happening. Diarrhea is a bacterial infection of the intestines, for example. Now, viruses, they include colds and flus, coughs, sore throats, and they usually involve several parts of the body. You have a headache, you have a body ache, you have muscle cramps, you have, other issues. And so the important thing to remember is that antibiotics cannot kill viruses. And when you go to the doctor with a viral infection, like a cold, a flu, a cough, a sore throat, or something like that, mistakenly, time and time again, the doctors give you a antibacterial product or an antibiotic.
Absolutely right, which is totally wrong, and then in my opinion just destroys all the good flora, and well, we could get into that and go on and on and on. But
exactly.
So that's where kind of the over-prescribing of antibiotics come into play, is people go to their doctor, and sometimes the doctor just wants to get the whiny person out of their office, even though they know it's not going to really do any good, except perhaps for some secondary bacterial infections that can develop along with a cold or flu. They prescribe these antibiotics, and then, you know, that's part of the reason all of our immune systems are so suppressed, you know, the over-prescription or over-prescribing of antibiotics. But that's a whole nother call.
Yeah, that's all. That's enough about the comfort medicine, but that was a very, very good point to make.
But let's talk a little bit about how do you initially catch a virus?
Well, there's a funny thing about viruses is that they could actually live on a surface for a long time. Like a virus could, like AIDS, believe it or not, could live for days and days and days on an otherwise dry surface.
So that's scary.
Unlike bacteria that need warmth and moisture, you know, to grow or they'll die, the virus could stick around for a long time.
Wow. So to protect ourselves against catching viruses?
Well, it's very rare, honestly, to catch a virus from a surface. Most viruses are caught through contact, human contact, sexual contact, intimate contact, kissing, touching, things like that. Blood on blood contact is the most, most obvious and most guaranteed way to exchange viruses. But viruses could be obviously caught on surfaces when the liquid that comes from you, mucus liquid in some way or bodily fluids in some way, are transferred into another body.
Right, right. Okay. Well, why don't you talk about that viruses, some viruses, can actually stay with you for the rest of your life, or that's what I've heard. Once you have so-and-so or you've gotten so-and-so, it's actually going to be with you for the rest of your life, that there really is no cure for it. Is that true?
You know, you're actually right. There's no known cure for viruses. Viruses are with you from the first time you catch them to the rest of your life, and the reason why is because viruses do what's called recombining. They are recombinative, which is a fancy word for saying that they'll slightly change their form in order to not be recognized. The funny thing about your body is your body's a specialist. It'll build a reaction or an antibody reaction to fight the virus within your body to the specific chemical structure of that virus. It's like a key that will only fit one lock. The only problem is the virus is smart and it changes the lock. It changes, on the door. It changes the
right lock.
And then the key doesn't work anymore. So for the rest of your life, Amy, every time your body figures out the key, picks the lock, it just changes.
So are you saying that when you're a child, you pick up the flu when you're 8 years old, that you have that flu virus with you every year of your life?
That's right, for the rest of your life. And you may not know it because it'll go into your spinal fluid and it may be dormant for your entire life until maybe the last month of your life, when your immune system gets really weak.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll kick in and it'll contribute to your last days. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that you know, a lot of these viral infections that take place when you have pneumonia and this and that, it's because your body gets real weak and all the viruses then pour out of your spinal fluid.
Oh, wow. Now, what about, like, herpes, you know, genital or cold sores, you know, that you go, you're going along fine for several months and then all of a sudden it pops out or
stress and lowered immune system, absolutely. If you have a strong immune system and are able to reduce stress, then your herpes should be suppressed for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. But if you find yourselves in these stressful situations, not taking care of yourself, getting run down, that's the perfect opportunity when it's going to pop back up.
Oh, yeah, for some people, the stress of, like, let's say, you know, the stress of life itself is just enough to trigger an outbreak.
Right.
And so what you want to do then is you want to try to act in a natural way to minimize or mitigate the outbreak and to minimize and mitigate any future outbreaks. And that's where I think tonight's product is really phenomenal.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into talking about the product because we put a lot of care and effort into synergistically combining several ingredients from several different genres of study or medicine. We pull things from Ayurvedic medicine. We pull things from common, you know, like nouveau mainstream things from European cultures. And so we really did a lot of research of picking out the best ingredients, if you'd say, or the best herbs from these different genres and synergistically combine them together. So why don't we run down real quick the ingredients in Virusure, then we can go back and talk specifically where that ingredient came from and what that ingredient specifically is going to do to help your body fight off viruses.
Thank you. You know, the thing is that at Platinum Health Products, we sort of have a team of people that have a common goal, and that common goal is to look for food and to look for herbs that might be really safe and might be, you know, equally as effective as the drugs that are available that have unknown side effects and potentially dangerous and undesirable side effects. So the number one goal of Amy and I and the whole team here, Dr. Wofield, is to create products that are going to give your body a natural sort of reaction. We don't want to treat or suppress symptoms. What we want to do is we want to get to the underlying root cause. Now, this product was created for people who worry about shingles, cold sores, mononucleosis, herpes 1, herpes 2, and the common flu. These are the influenza, not obviously every known virus is what I'm trying to say. So that's why we set out to compose maybe nature's most promising natural support that your body could use. And we have a vast knowledge of viruses. We've studied viruses. We know what makes them work. We know what makes them tick. And we also know that there is no cure for viruses, but we can assist our body to detect the virus early, to detect it quickly. And when your body detects it quickly, like anything, that old saying, a stitch in time saves nine, then the job that it has to do to fight against it is significantly reduced. Now, we've chosen ingredients that act against viruses in three or four different ways. And one of those ways is early detection and the reduction of replication. And so, Amy, why don't we go ahead and talk about the first ingredient. Now, you and I were both fascinated when we learned about red marine algae, certain species of red marine algae, and this is unlike the Ayurvedic herbs and unlike the Swiss herbs and unlike the Mediterranean herbs that we and Middle Eastern herbs that we are using in this product. The red marine algae is really a relatively new discovery, isn't it?
Actually, it is. It is for sure.
I think it was back in the 70s only that scientific community became fascinated with all the potential of sea plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so they began to catalog, literally create these machines, these HPLC machines, and they would scan these products and they'd give them in tons of human cell cultures. And they'd see what effect these things had in human cell cultures. And they were amazed to find that three different varieties of red marine algae had a significant effect against viruses, particularly herpes 1, herpes 2, shingles, and the others that we mentioned. And two of them were actually able to be cultivated commercially. The third wasn't. And so we actually made a contract. It was really nice with one of the better suppliers of these products. And I think the fascinating story is that a major pharmaceutical company spent millions of dollars to prove that these red marine algae contained certain compounds that would fight these viruses effectively. And then, after proving that this worked, they sought to synthesize or isolate those compounds from the algae so they could own it, so they could patent it, so they could control it, so they could get rich selling it. And when they failed to be able to isolate it or chemically replicate it, they simply abandoned what could be one of the most promising healing foods in the history of mankind. They simply tossed it off to the side.
Right, because they couldn't make money off of it.
Exactly.
Which is really sad.
No doubt. So if you see that book, Cures That Doctors Don't Want You to Know About, that guy is always talking about red marine algae for viruses, red marine algae and viruses. This is a cure for herpes. I mean, it's really nice that he mentioned this in his book and all that, but he's just simply, that isn't the truth. There is no cure for herpes.
Right.
But this is, in my opinion, and in Amy's opinion, I hope that she'll agree, one of the most effective natural treatments you could ever find.
Exactly. And we're boosting the body's immune system so the body can fight it itself. We're giving the body the tools that it needs to fight it. It's not necessarily fighting it. You know, it's your body that has to do the fighting.
Exactly. Now, in the red marine algae, if people are wondering what's in there, it's called a sulfated polysaccharide. Now, sulfur compounds are those like you find in broccoli, in cabbage, in garlic, and onions. And everybody knows that sulfur compounds are really, really good for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, polysaccharides are the type of things you find in, like, aloe and foods. In fact, aloe is the number one source of polysaccharides. So this red marine algae is like this crazy combination of broccoli, garlic, and aloe that grows in the ocean. I mean, and this combination of sulfur to polysaccharides is claimed to inhibit the DNA and the RNA of viral infections and operates both inside and outside the infected cell. The coolest part is, I guess if we put this into layman's terms, is that these things slow down the rate at which viruses could replicate significantly. And if they slow down the rate which viruses replicate, then the body...
It gives your body a chance to fight it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you slow it down, it's like if you can cut off the you can cut off the army coming one way, you know, your troops can fight the people that are already there. But when they get the, what do they call it, when the new set of troops come in.
The reinforcements?
The reinforcements, yeah. When the reinforcements show up, it's really hard when the numbers have just doubled or tripled. But you can deal with what's already there. And so that's what red marine algae is doing, is it's slowing down. It's not allowing that virus to replicate and duplicate and triplicate and where it's just taking over. You know, it allows your body time to deal with what's already there.
Yeah, it reminds me of a story. I'll tell it real quick. Of one year I was in Holland during the football championship, which, of course, is soccer over there. And the British unexpectedly won a match. And no offense to our British friends, but a lot of the hooligans poured out of the bars and started, you know, rioting, turning over cars, breaking windows and stuff. And I remember seeing the few policemen that were around. They were intimidated by the size of the crowd, so they began to call for backup. And by the time another 10 or 12 policemen arrived, the Brits had, like, doubled or tripled in their size. So now the mob was still too big, even for the backup policemen to help, right?
Right. That's an excellent example.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's perfect. Perfect imagery.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I was also there the next night when Britain had another match because they won, so they moved on in the tournament, right? I was there a couple nights later when they had another match, and this time, outside of every bar in Holland, in Amsterdam, were two or three policemen. And the minute that the British hooligans showed their faces, they told them, "You guys cause any trouble, you're going straight to jail." You know? And sure enough, there were no riots that night. And so if you allow the crowd to replicate faster than the policemen replicate in your body, then the policemen, just like in those streets, are going to stand back and say, "We can't handle this mob."
Right.
Yeah, right. So this slows down the replication and gives the policemen of your body the upper hand, and that makes a big, big difference.
And I also want to mention that you have to be careful what variety of red marine algae that you're taking. And in the virus share, we put very functional, very highly nutritional qualities and varieties of the red marine algae. We use a variety called Dumonthisia and a variety called Gigartina. But you have to be careful because some people go, "Well, this is, you know, kind of one of the more, it's a little bit more expensive of the products." And why is it so expensive? Well, it's because these ingredients are relatively rare, and the ingredients, the raw materials, are expensive. And they say, "Well, I could go to a health food store and pick up something that says it's red marine algae for, say, half the price." Well, I want to caution you that a lot of people, or some companies, I should say, are selling Dolph, which is a red algae. It is a red algae, so they're not necessarily lying, but they're stretching. Dolph does not contain any sulfated polysaccharides, or if it does, it's very negligible, and it's not going to have the same type of therapeutic effect on the body that the Dumonthisia and the Gigartina has. And so
that's
this is
right.
A question that we get every day. And
the only thing they have is carrageenan. They do not have sulfated polysaccharides. Amy's absolutely right.
Right. So we want to point out that in Virusure, you're getting the most potent, variety of red marine algae.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The sulfated polysaccharides are sort of been studied, and what they showed, there's something called the viral reverse transcriptase enzyme, which is a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
But the reverse transcriptase enzyme basically is like a photocopier inside of your cells that your cells use to replicate themselves, because if you've ever heard Amy and I talk about this, every cell in your body does replicate itself and has a little photocopier inside that allows it to do so. Well, what happens is this pirated cell, the reverse transcriptase enzyme, is exactly what allows the cell to replicate itself. And the virus takes over that enzyme activity and sort of puts itself into the copy machine and makes all these little baby viruses we talked about that it then shoots into the cells next door. Well, not only does it stop the cells from macroagglomerating, which means it stops them from getting close to each other, which is the other benefit of red marine algae, it also stops the reverse transcriptase enzyme from being effective. And so it slows down the rate at which those little baby cells are made, and it spreads the cells apart so they can't get so close. And between those two things, it's sort of a 1-2 punch that make this product so effective.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about the next ingredient on the list, and that would be neem extract. And there's some amazing research about neem. Several companies are selling just neem extract all by itself as a way to, boost the body's response to viruses. So tell us a little bit about what neem does in the body.
Well, Amy had mentioned earlier that in our formulating of the products, when her and I sat down and tried to decide what we wanted each product to do, the form had to follow the function. We had to determine what the function was going to be, and then we worked backwards, sort of reverse engineered the product based upon what effects that we were trying to accomplish. And so we looked into various ancient cultures and their traditional way of dealing with the viral infections and different associated virally induced conditions. And we found that in India there was an amazing extract from an herb called neem. And neem had been one of the most widely used in therapeutic foods after amalaki, or amla, which is the number one ingredient in our sea from nature. And so neem is probably the second most commonly used Ayurvedic herb. Now, this has been shown in double-blind studies to support antiviral activity against the vaccinia virus of chikungunya, and chicken Gaia.
That's a mouthful.
chicken Wingaya, and is basically chicken pox, and of course, and the measles virus as well. Now, of course, we have other ways of dealing with chicken pox and measles today, but one of the first modern reports of neem being used as a medicinal herb focused on the use of neem as an effective antiviral product, and that was published way back in 1969 in the Indian Journal of Medical Research. And neem, they cannot determine what the mechanical, physiological, in other words, they can't find the specific compound like they have in sulfated polysaccharides. And so,
right.
Yeah, but what they have found is that when neem is used, that the reproduction of the virus is slow, is much, much slower, much like the red marine algae. So in two different ways and from two different interfaces, you're slowing down the replication of the virus. And Amy, if I could just say one more thing, another study of in vitro tests indicated that neem inactivated and interfered with the reproduction of with the COXIB virus. And that's one of the enteroviruses that is the second most common after the common cold. And it's the most infectious viral agent in all of humans. And so that enterovirus causes an estimated 10 to 15 million infections a year in the United States, and that's the one that neem actually was showed to be most effective because it inhibited the plaque formation in six types of the coxsackie virus, and that's pretty amazing because those are the six most common types. So John Hopkins University, no less, by the way, in Baltimore, is one of the U.S. universities to prove that neem provided significant protection against the herpes simplex 2 virus in mice. And in more recently, probably the last study that I remember receiving that had been published widely was a 2002 study that reported that neem extract inhibited the growth of dengue fever, or the dengue virus, which is, of course, the hemorrhagic fever related to Ebola, which swept sort of across the country as a threat just a few years back. So I know that's a lot of science, and I hate to always throw all that in, but I want people to realize that there's a long history of healing of these foods, but there is also, modern scientific validation of that historical use. And to me, Amy, there's nothing more exciting than that. You rip something from the pages of history, something that's been used for centuries, and then you take it into the laboratory and prove
and
what
prove
the ancient
it.
Medicine yeah, knew was true.
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, another ingredient that we have in the virus sure that similar things like that have happened is the olive leaf extract that it's been used in Mediterranean and Middle Eastern culture for, again, hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And now it's being proven again today as an effective antiviral support. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the olive leaf extract?
Well, olive leaf extract is particularly effective against the bacterium and protozoan influenza. It's one of the things that's been most effective against the flu. It's a parasitic protozoan. It also works against funguses and yeast infections, though. So the cool part about the olive leaf extract and about this product is our next two ingredients, the olive leaf extract and the oil of oregano, are highly effective also against fungus and yeast, and a lot of people obviously are suffering from those conditions in America.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we've had a lot of testimonials, a lot of people that purchased the Virusure for fighting candida, so that's interesting that you mentioned that about the olive leaf.
Yeah, exactly, and the olive leaf extract, in certain studies, it suggested that I guess it's called oleoropin, is a specific chemical, and the calcium elonolate, which is derived from the oleoropin, actually kills viruses by interfering with the amino acid production process. In other words, the viruses themselves can't be fed, and that interference prevents viral shedding. In other words, when they're not being fed, then they cannot replicate. And so when you stop the virus from being fed, then it can no longer assemble in the cell membrane and shoot over into other cells. And so studies suggest that the compound oleuropein has the ability to penetrate the infected host cell and irreversibly inhibit viral replication. And in retroviruses, this compound neutralizes the production, again, of the reverse transcriptase enzyme. And there is also a protease enzyme as well that it inhibits any proteins from being brought into the cell wall, which is how, again, the starvation of the virus begins. Now, these enzymes are essential for retroviruses like HIV to alter the RNA of a healthy cell. And so they have been shown to work against even the toughest of all viruses. And again, they have been shown to ultimately starve viral cells. And so it is one of the most effective for the long-term control of viruses, because the fewer viruses that are able to recede into your spinal fluid, then the far reduced future infections will be. Did that make sense?
I think so, yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. And as you were talking about at perhaps the end of someone's life, or when they get, you know, a really weakened immune system, if less of them are in that spinal fluid, there's less that's going to come out and cause problems at that point in time.
Exactly.
Right. So that's great. Olive leaf is a really awesome ingredient that we've synergistically combined with the red ring algae, with the neem extract, and as well as an item that has a lot of history in Europe, and that is oregano oil powder. So tell us a little bit about the oregano oil, Dave.
Well, it's wild oregano. A lot of people don't realize it's not all oregano. You have to get the wild oregano, and that wild oregano is capable of bringing fast relief from cold and flu symptoms. And the nice thing about oil of oregano is this has much more to do with stopping your runny nose, reversing congestion, reducing chills, reducing sore throat, earaches, coughs, fever, fatigue, stiffness, muscle aches. And the reason why is because it almost immediately interferes with a virus. It has the fastest acting mechanism against viruses. It is not as strong as, say, olive leaf extract. It is not as strong as neem or red marine algae, but it acts really fast. It's like the shock troops. Mm-hmm. It goes in and just, you know, really gets the virus on its heels, and then these other compounds, once the virus is already weakening, are just, you know, that much more effective.
Exactly, making an impact, right.
Now, the funny thing is about oil of oregano is it actually acts to activate the white blood cells that are closest to the virus. And see, your immune system will just start activating white blood cells randomly.
All
like
over
the,
your body.
Correct. But what oil of oregano will do is it has the amazing ability to activate the white blood cells, the T cells, you know, to call them to action. Sort of like policemen are posted all over the city, but until they get a call from the central office that something's going on, then they are not dispatched, you know?
Exactly. They don't know where to go. They're just sort of roaming around, you know, looking for something to do or looking for, you know, patrolling.
But so the oil of oregano is really different because it just starts the process. It initiates the process of fighting the virus, and it gives you that jump start, like, Amy, you know what
it,
I mean?
It, like, really hones in on where the virus is and instead mm-hmm. of just kind of roaming around the body.
It's sort of like it's almost as if, like, I know this is a bad analogy, but like some trouble happened in a mall in Utah, and it so happened that a undercover police officer was on the scene by accident, right? But he was there, right there on the spot when it first started, and they said if he hadn't been there, that a lot worse things would have happened, right? Because he held the guy down while the rest of the police came.
Mm-hmm.
And so oil of oregano is a little bit like that. You know, it's sort of acting immediately. Yeah, it didn't finish the job. It didn't control the guy. It didn't stop all the damage. But it definitely stopped the damage from progressing far worse
further
than it would have been.
Exactly. Now, that's a great analogy. Absolutely. And then there's two final ingredients. There's spirulina, which is a good protein source and, you know, very synergistic with the red marine algae and other ingredients for sure, as well as an ingredient called chlorozyme, which helps you break down and assimilate these other herbs and nutrients better and faster into your system. So do you want to comment on those two items?
Yeah, well, spirulina is really an amazing compound. Spirulina, at least they took a water extract of spirulina. That's pretty cool. Not the oil extract, just a water extract of Spirulina platensis. And they, in human derived T cells, and with human peripheral blood mononuclear cells, and these are fancy words to say basically these are in vitro tests with HIV, it was shown that a concentration was able to reduce viral production and the replication by 50%. And the spirulina, again, extract of spirulina, was shown to reduce the replication of HIV cells by 50%. And that's pretty amazing. So spirulina is in there, not because we want you to take this for HIV. That's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying is that if it could reduce a virus as powerful as HIV, then it shows promise to help with other viruses. And most of these ingredients that we've chosen are the ones that we believe show the most promise. And that promise is really turned into practice because we are getting the testimonials of people who are using it, and they're really feeling good about it. Now, the Metazyme is an enzyme now that is specifically designed to hyperactivate in the small intestine. And when it hyperactivates in the small intestine, it causes the herbs that we put into the product to sort of be driven into the bloodstream because the enzyme is going to break down all of those things into the most bioavailable form when it is in the perfect position, that is the small intestine, where they could and should be assimilated. And so the Metazyme, we've loaded it with almost 2% of the enzyme, which is a significant amount when you realize that enzymes are catalysts, and it's probably three times more than your body would provide. But the bottom line is that since you're not going to be chewing these because they're in capsules, we added the Metazyme to make sure that all of these the proteins in this food are going to be brought into your body in an effective way. And Amy, I know you know quite a lot about this product. You're on the phone. You talk to people who have used it. Would you take a minute and share with us some of the experiences that you have heard about, or maybe some knowledge that I have failed to share with people?
Sure. Well, I mean, as far as like testimonials, I've definitely spoken with people that say they take the Virasure all the time as a maintenance, as a preventative from cold sores or herpes, from redeveloping. Also, people have had tremendous success with it in regards to taking it during an outbreak of shingles, which can be extremely painful. So those are things. And then obviously, you know, colds and flus, we're getting reports of that, people putting together a program of Immunimax, Virasure, and C from Nature as a really, like, natural alternative to the cold and flu season. And so yeah, I mean, I've heard so many positive stories about it.
And what is, like, I would say, what is your recommendation to somebody who says, okay, I listened last week about the Immunomax, now we're talking about Virasure, they sound sort of similar, which one should I take?
Well, if you're looking for more like a broad-based, broad spectrum, just get your immune system boosted, or if you just start, you know, like feeling like you're coming down with a cold or flu, I would probably recommend the Immunomax because that is going to generally boost the immune system and its ability to deal with bacteria as well as viruses. But if you know for sure that you're susceptible to viruses or you're carrying a virus, such as like herpes or shingles or something of that nature, then the Virasure, by all means, is something that you want to have in your, quote, like I said before, your medicine chest that you're able to break out when you know, and start taking when you feel something coming on, or just take one or two capsules as a daily preventative dose.
And what products, I know that sometimes there's products that work complementary, like should I take them together, or there is another product, let's say I'm worried about herpes or shingles, like, you know, for my grandmother, what other product, is there a complementary product that you mostly recommend with it, sort of like the aloe and the cherry work really good together?
Well, you can probably explain this a lot better than I can, but a lot of times viruses feed off of or are embedded in with heavy metals, and I'll let you take over in just a moment here, so I don't... I'm not sure I fully understand it at the level you do, but sometimes if a virus is very stubborn, and it's the red marine algae, if the virusher is not working to fully suppress it, that we do recommend that you do some heavy metal detoxification, and the chlorella and the probiotic are really great ways to help you detoxify and pull out those heavy metals, and then sometimes you can get a heads up on that stubborn virus that you weren't having the luck with before you implemented the heavy metal detox.
Exactly. And so would you recommend then that, like, let's say that you know you have a stubborn virus, maybe start with the chlorella and with the probiotic for 10 days to 2 weeks, and then start taking the virusher to make sure that you're not taking the virusher in advance of the necessary cleansing?
I don't know, not necessarily. We usually recommend it as a secondary approach, that let's see what happens with the virus here first, if that's not effective. But if you know that you're toxic, if you know that you have been exposed to heavy metals, then by all means, I would say attack the heavy metals first, and then start the virus here. But if you don't think that that's a problem, then I would say start with the virus here, and then if it continues to be stubborn, incorporate in the chlorella and the probiotic.
When do you start taking it? I mean, is this something that people should take every day all the time, or when do you know is the right time to take Virasure?
Well, for a person without a compromised immune system or a healthy individual, I would say you do not need to take Virasure on a daily basis. In fact, you shouldn't necessarily take Virasure on a daily basis. But some people say, oh, they can feel the first signs of like a cold sore developing, or if you have genital herpes, you can feel that first sign of an outbreak coming on, and at that very first sign, that's when you need to hit it with what we commonly refer to as a loading dose, or maybe you take the recommended dosage a couple of times a day. We talked about that last week with the Immunomax. Take a loading dose when you first feel it coming, and take that loading dose for 2 or 3 days, let it get into the system, and then back off to the recommended dosage like one time a day. And then if you've got something stubborn, or that you know that you're prone to outbreaks, I mean, I have a lot of people tell me that they take one or two capsules every day on a daily basis, and they will every day of their life as a preventative, so they don't get a genital outbreak, or they don't get another nasty cold sore, kind of thing.
What if someone's taking it because, a lot of people have yeast and fungus, like in the nails and stuff, and I've always recommended that they use the coconut oil. But I think that after reading some of the research that has been done on some of the neem and the olive leaf extract, I think that might be something that I start recommending for people as an adjunct, as a complement, for yeast and for fungus.
Absolutely. It's definitely shown to be antifungal as well as antiviral. So I definitely recommend that to anybody who's really fighting systemic candida to incorporate the Virasure into their program.
That's one of the things I think some of the testimonials that you've actually received is that people have used it in a candida, in a candida protocol. And that's really good to know. It's not just for the viruses that we think about commonly, like herpes or shingles.
Right. And although the product was designed for those stubborn viruses, the herpes, shingles, and things like that, it is equally as effective on those, common viruses like the cold and the flu. So it's a wide reaching product.
And the coconut oil being antiviral as well is obviously a nice complement to any of these products.
Definitely.
Great. And as a last note, is there any other product that you might recommend, in addition, obviously the probiotic and the chlorella are tremendous, because
Immunimax,
of the heavy metal?
It's because Immunimax will help boost, help your body boosts the immune system completely, which if your immune system's stronger, you're going to be able to fight and deal with the virus more effectively. So I would definitely say the Immunomax would be on the list if you're fighting a stubborn virus.
Awesome. And maybe the C from Nature, just because it does have some, you know, some immune-boosting properties. So I would just say if there were one more to add to the list, probably it would be the C from Nature.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah.
Great. Well, why don't you, I guess, where should we go from here? We're just about at the end of our education part. I know people might have some questions, but you have some announcements to make, I imagine, before then. So I'm just going to turn the call over to you and let's see where
there's
we go.
Just a couple more questions. Would you say that VirusCure is safe for anyone of any age to take? Like, is it safe to give to children that are, you know, constantly coming down with colds and flus?
There's no doubt that once the child is 6 years old or 80 pounds that I feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
And so, yes, it is. I would probably consider like half of an adult dose, but that isn't absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, again, they're very synergistically combined foods or herbs that are not, you know, going to hurt you in any way or shape. So it is definitely a very, very safe product. Even if you are taking a prescription medicine, we don't know of any contraindications. So, like, what if someone says, I'm already taking Elizine or I'm taking Aquavor or something like that to deal with this viral problem, but it's still creeping back up every now and again. Is it okay to take them at the same time?
Well, Acyclovir definitely has some...
Sorry, I said it wrong.
I'm sorry. It definitely has some nasty side effects that I would not be too thrilled with.
Right.
But you're absolutely, you know, welcome to talk to your doctor about that and see if he is okay with you getting off of that. But as far as taking L-lysine is an amino acid, and it actually is effective for about 20% of people who suffer from cold sores. And so, you know, I think that if you want to use L-lysine simultaneous to using this, that it certainly couldn't hurt. And the third thing you said was aloe vera. Absolutely, I have no problem. In fact, I like putting, you know, a little bit of coconut oil and aloe vera or aloe vera 40X and coconut oil directly
on
topical issues.
Or
yeah.
An outbreak, right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
When I say I like to, I didn't mean that I do it for myself. What I mean is I like to use it for, I have eczema, and I put the coconut oil and the aloe right on there, and there is some suspicion that there is a viral fungal and bacterial viral fungal or bacterial activity in eczema. So I'm just, you know, really really pleased with what I call my little formula, Amy. What I do is I take the aloe and I put it on the area. Then I take some coconut oil, just a very little bit, and I put it on. Then I take our hyaluronic acid serum and I put that on, and that skin is not dry again for weeks. It's just amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, cool. Well, I think we covered a lot of good information tonight, so why don't we open up the line and see if we have any questions out there. And then I would like to remind everybody, if you did not hit *6 earlier, please hit *6 to mute out your background noise. And if you have a question, you can hit *6 a second time, and that will open your line back up, and you can talk freely to ask your question. So I'm going to go ahead and... open up the line. Does anybody have any questions out there?
Yes, hello. Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes, hello. I'm joining your program. I wanted to know, do you have any examples of, you know, people that have taken your products? I wanted to know if you could share some of those examples with us. Testimonies.
You know, we've had a lot of testimonies. We have to be a little bit careful when it comes to testimonials, crossing that FDA line kind of thing. So we shy away sometimes from putting testimonials, like, up on the website and stuff like that. But, I mean, I've heard personal stories of you know, all types of successes being, you know, from, you know, genital herpes to cold sores, you know, to shingles. I mean, amazing stories about, you know, being really in horrible pain with shingles and taking products and really, you know, coming out of it really nicely, you know, kind of thing. But we're not really can't really be explicit because we can't cross that line of, you know, of medical advice.
Well, what I can say is that, you know, is that I had a call from a woman. I've got, and Amy, she knows, we've got literally files of testimonials, and one of the thickest files that we have is for the Red Marine Algae Virusure product. And the reason why is because it's actually started out within our company as a single ingredient product with just the Red Marine Algae. And then we wanted to make it even stronger. We added the neem, the olive leaf extract, the oil of oregano, the enzyme. And so this is a product that is probably the most talked about product. It is one of our best-selling products. It's one of those silent little sellers because so many people are affected by herpes and they know that things don't work. So what I will tell you is that if you use this product and you're not satisfied, we have a return policy. And you
don't
get
very
many
returns.
Yeah, we don't. This product doesn't get returned. I could, you know, so all I could say is that you are going to have your own testimonial. But Amy's right. We have to be a little bit careful because we heard that if you have testimonials that aren't given by the person who it actually happened to, like if we're just giving third-party testimonials, that is one of those things that's frowned on by the FDA. So what I will tell you though is our products do have a return policy that's generous. And if the product doesn't work, you should return it, and we don't get this product returned.
Can I give a testimony?
Sure.
Yeah, this is Flori, and I'm a physician, and I work a lot with people that are coming with all kinds of cold sore around their mouth, and after the waxing, and after the facials, and the best ever product that works like almost the next day is gone. It's Virasure for all kinds, and then sinus headaches, all kind of sinus issues related with is the same. The Virasure is one of my super favorite products to work in these issues. For example, we had what I'm renting a space in a salon. They have remodeling for 3 or 4 months. And the dust is absolutely unbelievable. So actually they ask us to work under that condition. You can ask Robin how many times I ordered Virasure. I never got one time sick. Never.
Wow.
And everybody was coughing and everybody was sniffing and everybody was just a mess. And I was telling to everybody, Virasure is the only one. And now even I hear friends of mine, even they cough a little bit, and I said, I think it's a cough that is from East because I know a lot from the battle plan and all that, and I'm just giving them away the Virasure, and always I buy like 3 or 4 bottles of Virasure every time I place an order. So it's the most amazing, amazing product. I absolutely love it.
Well,
and before I was trying the Red Marine Algae that they have over the Whole Foods, only one kind, and it's nothing to compare. It just like takes more than 20 days to make an effect in you. But this is like almost the second day gone. It's gone.
Wow.
Whatever is the problem. Yeah, so I absolutely love it.
Well, thank you so much for that. I love to hear stories like that. That's absolutely awesome.
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I've been on the olive leaf, and it's fantastic. But the only thing, I believe everything that you just stated, but I can only take one at a time because my blood pressure it sends me into low glycemia.
And
if I take more than one.
Is that the Virasure or just an olive leaf extract all by itself?
Olive leaf by itself. But it makes you feel so good. It's so clean inside. Once I've taken it, but I know I need more than one per day. And I don't know, sometimes if I should take more than one, it sends my blood pressure down very low.
You know, because ours is a synergistic like combination of other things, I'd say you would just have to try it, perhaps, you know, maybe...
Amy's absolutely right, and we're aware of the fact that olive leaf extract cannot be taken in too high of a concentration. And that's why olive leaf extract is actually the fourth ingredient or fifth ingredient in our compound. It's not the top ingredient. So I strongly suggest you try ours instead of the one you've been using, and then maybe you'll be able to tolerate it and get the effect you're looking for. Any other questions out there?
Have residual effects of bronchitis.
Oh, yeah.
The
what's hanging on after the cold and flu this season is it's going into everybody's lungs.
And that's where the Immunomax on last week's call is going to be more effective.
For this bronchitis, that's residual?
Correct. Correct. Immunomax.
How do I order that?
You can call customer service at 888-747-6733, or you can go online and order online at www.phporder.com.
So what is it, 888, you said?
It's 888-747-6733 is the line for customer service, and you can call tomorrow, and we'll be happy to help you at customer service and put in an order for you.
Okay, how do you spell Immunomax?
Immunomax is IMMUNO, I think, hyphen MAX.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions tonight?
Yeah, you know, I would like for you to bring back that doctor that he can enlighten us a little bit more about the new mineral.
We're going to do that. We just talked about that. We're trying to get him scheduled for 1 week in April, and we will definitely be bringing Rafi back. He's awesome. He has so much knowledge, and it's such a great product. And now that people have had time to take it, to order it and take it, I'm sure that you guys have a lot of questions. So that is definitely in the works to get him back on a call sometime in April for
us. You do have a lot of testimonies in reference to that?
Oh, we have people calling every day saying how they love the Ionic Element.
Really?
You know, feeling great, sleeping amazingly, mental focus and clarity. So, yeah, we definitely have a winner here. This is going to be probably move up to one of the top products really fast in the platinum line.
Uh-huh. I try like Dave. I put 10 drops in my mouth.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Great.
2 or 3 times a day, you know.
Great,
mm-hmm.
Great. Swish it around, make sure it makes contact, like, with all your gum tissues.
Yes.
And it's really good for receding gums and gingivitis and things like that as well.
Yes. And it kills bacteria, sugar.
Mm-hmm. As well as helping balance pH. So
okay. The
Ionic Elements is a really awesome product. We're real excited to have it in the line now.
Yes.
Any other questions tonight?
But Dave said that you can't take large amounts of oleoropin, and I wondered why.
Well, we just felt that it wasn't necessary. We looked at what a therapeutic amount would be, and when combined with all of the other ingredients, it's not necessary. And as she said, she was reacting to it, and there's no doubt that more is better with oleoropin. It's actually, it isn't a more is better thing. It's the way that it works is pretty effective. It doesn't take, you know, a very large amount to do what we wanted it to do within this product. Now, if you're taking only oleoropin, there's a good chance they're going to give you a lot higher concentration of it simply because they don't have any other ingredients to complement it. So it's a little bit like having a basketball team with 5 players. The 5 players, no one of them is going to score all of the points. And so we don't need the olive leaf extract to be like a hammer. It is going to be a complement part of a team, and it's far more effective in that amount.
Because it certainly will bring your blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, it will certainly bring it down.
Excellent.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to know if David could go over the explanation he gave about the calcium. And how this product may work in relation to that. Remember, I think he said that you don't really need to take calcium, but that if you take some other minerals, that your body converts it into calcium. If you could, you know, speak about that for a little bit, appreciate it.
Actually, it's called a biological transmutation, And it's been shown that the biological organisms, whether they be plants or whether they be animals or whether they be humans, can actually synthesize or create, just like there's essential amino acids and then there's non-essential amino acids. Well, the difference between an essential amino acid and a non-essential amino acid is that your body could synthesize all of the other amino acids except for those eight. And so you have to actually take those in their exact amino acid form. Minerals are the same way. There's certain minerals that are essential, and there's other minerals that can be synthesized by using other minerals. And calcium is one of those. Science has not yet agreed with me, but there's a lot of things that science didn't agree with me for years, and I've been proven right. And if you go back to Curvron, biological transmutation, circa 1962, then you will see that he has proven over 50 years ago that these biological transmutations take place and that they are valid and they are part of all human beings and animals and plants. And if you read that book, you will be as convinced as I am that you do not need calcium, for example, to reverse osteoporosis. So that is my story, and I'm sticking with it, and I always will until we're proven right. Or of course, we could be proven wrong, but so far, so good.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead with your question.
Hi, this is Joe from New Jersey. I just want to ask you something about, you mentioned something about using virus cure for, like, you know, if you have, like, a fungus or something, like in a nail and stuff like that. How would
Correct.
You go about using the virus cure for that? Like, would you take two a day or take, like what it says, two at each meal, or?
That's what I would do. I would take it just by the label instructions.
Okay.
Hi.
I do also notice when I take that for a cold and I take the Immunomax, I kind of get like, like concentration, like I get like a high kind of like. Could that be from taking too much? Or I mean, I do take the recommended amount.
I think it increases the circulation really well. And so the increased circulation could definitely be felt in the body. Absolutely.
Okay, should I just take one if it does that to me?
You take it, again, remember that you are the master of your own body, and you need
yeah.
to work with, you know, everything until it's optimal for you. And we
I
only
see.
Give recommendations. So being as I'm not inside your body, I think that that is a question that's best left to you
okay.
until you're comfortable.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Well, any other questions out there tonight before we...
Yes, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm kind of curious if... can it become any of the, because I know you mentioned that, you know, the products are a food. So I know usually with some foods you can become allergic to, some foods you don't. Generally, with medication, you become addicted to it. Is it any problems with any of the products becoming addicted to them in terms of, you know, they no longer being as effective? Or will they always, you know, continue to have their effect on the various virus or fungus or you know whatever that it may be fighting.
That one, Dave.
Do you want to take that one, Amy, or would you like me to?
Why don't you go ahead?
To our knowledge, there is no point of diminished returns. The people that we've known that have used the product have found, and remember, we've only had the product on the market for a few years. And this is cutting-edge science. And so I wish that I had the definitive answer to that. But I think that Amy will tell you that we don't mind telling you exactly what we know, but we're never going to make up what we don't know. And we simply don't know the answer to that. I know there is no long-term danger. But whether, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 years down the road, your body might have a point of diminished returns, I don't think so, because these things are not medicinal. These actually act on the mechanical, you know, thing. And that doesn't change. You know, it doesn't change, you know, when something acts mechanically. I'll give you an example. There are certain chemicals that will take away parasites in your body. The problem is the parasites get stronger each time because they build a resistance to those chemicals. So the parasites that survive, although it may wipe out 99%, the 1% that survive come back stronger. Now, when you use a mechanical way of getting rid of parasites, for example, pumpkin seeds, fennel seeds, black walnut husks, then they're eliminated mechanically. and they do not get stronger. They don't build up a resistance. And while you still only eliminate 95%, they don't ever come back stronger, and that's the best way. So all I could say is, because this is a mechanical way of interfering with viruses, I don't think there's ever going to be a point of diminished returns, but I don't think Amy and I could definitively say that there won't be.
Right. Now, like on green drinks, we can definitively say absolutely not. You know, we've been selling green drinks and being a proponent of that for, 12, 13, 14, Dave, almost 20 years. And so that, absolutely for sure. But on the virus, sure, we don't think so, but like 100% certain.
Now, David, one more question. Can you, some products say you need to take with food. In this case, and I know that's usually, so that they'd be better absorbed. None of yours basically, say that you need to, intervene with food.
Yeah, in fact, we actually put the enzyme in here so that, it would be okay to have without food. So if you follow the label copy, we've thought these things through. And so definitely you start with the label copy, and then you make adjustments to your own life and your own body. But the labels that Amy put together are really effective at letting you know the primary use for the product.
Yeah, but you're talking about just about Virasure, but I'm saying what about like the Joint Flex and the
they all have label copy that was well thought out and very definitive in its description of how you should take the product.
Okay, because I was just curious about that, because sometimes you eat and then you're saying, okay, you can't take it during eating, so if it's a food, then you should be able to take it during eating.
Absolutely. There's only a few things that we expressly or specifically say do not take, with food, and that is like the green drink, like the organic Kamut blend or the organic barley green juice. That is much more effective on an empty stomach. But a lot of the herbal capsules, it's really based on it if it perhaps upsets your stomach, if perhaps you maybe burp more with or without food, or something like that. So a lot of the herbal formulas, it will either say it, and if it doesn't say it, then it's just personal preference when you take it.
And okay. I guess the master aminos you shouldn't take with meat, for a couple of hours before and after, but I think that's one of the few restrictions we have.
Okay. Now, David, one other question. Now, Gary said something about he takes the, and I know you have a different of opinions on this one here, but the creatine and the master aminos. As he said, he took a good protein and he took the creatine, and of course that will put on muscle and mass as well.
I have no problem with creatine monohydrate. For those who are specifically interested in having more mass, it definitely has been proven to do that. What you need to ask yourself is whether having more mass beyond what sort of God and Mother Nature intended you to do is a smart idea. Because you got to remember that your heart has a limited number of beats, and every extra bit of mass that you have burdens the heart that much more and shortens your life. So build your body naturally, get as big, buff, and beautiful as you can, but I don't know if you want to artificially inflate your body. So I got no problem with creatine monohydrate. It's like anything. You have to determine what's right for you. I don't see any danger to it other than if it's abused.
Okay.
Dave, one more question.
Okay. Last question. We're running out of time here.
What
Go ahead.
The cherry juice that you have, does that stop the growth of any kind of a virus, block the spread of anything? Cherry juice.
Amy, do you want to take that one, or would you like me to?
Well, the cherry juice is very high overall in antioxidant ability. It has a very, very high ORAC rating. So it is a free radical scavenger. It helps reduce inflammation, but you don't necessarily take it to combat a virus or a bacteria per se. That one you kind of take overall for general health, anti-inflammation, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, very. Yeah, I think that that would be a stretch to say that this is that would be taken for that. But remember, the cherry has so many positive attributes, and there's so many potential uses for the cherry that that I really wouldn't be concerned. Now, Amy, I think it's only fair that we make an announcement about the cherry as long as everybody's on the line. Do you have anything to share with people about the cherry?
Well, unfortunately, we are we're back ordered right now on the cherry, but we are changing suppliers. We're changing into a glass bottle. Many of you have questioned why it's in an aluminum bottle, and we're changing into an amber glass bottle. Beautiful packaging. There won't be any questions anymore regarding aluminum. So that is, we're working through that challenge right now. We should have the cherry back in stock by earlier mid-next week, and then we'll be well on our way to keeping it in stock, because it's a really, really amazing product that I know so many of you, including Dave and myself, want to take that on a daily basis. So we're definitely working on getting it back for you as quickly as possible.
So I think it's amazing. We responded to what you asked us to do. We got hundreds of calls from you all, I mean, over the last couple of years saying, why in aluminum? Why in aluminum? It's dented. I'm worried. The cap won't come off. For some reason, I can't get that darn cap off or whatever. And so what I want to tell you is that we are responsive. Amy and I listened to you, and we went out and we found a really, really nice amber glass bottle. And no one should ever question whether putting it in glass is going to change. You know what I mean? So I could see where people would question the aluminum. We were, I'll be honest with you, at first extremely happy with the aluminum, but then when they dented so easy, when the caps wouldn't come off, we became very disenchanted with the aluminum, and I would never go back to putting it into aluminum if I had a choice. So we're very happy to have it in the glass. We think it'll increase the quality of the product for the consumer and the feeling of confidence in the consumer, and to us that's really important.
Well, let me make a couple final announcements here because we are running out of time. If you'd like to re-access this information, it is going to be available on the replay line starting tomorrow afternoon, and you can gain access to that by calling 212-461-8911. Again, that's 212-461-8911. We'll also post the call on the website under the education tab, and if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link so you can click on that, listen to it right there on your computer. We also encourage you, if you have a friend or family member or loved one that you think may benefit from this information, forward that email onto them so they can check out the information directly for themselves. So thank you, Dave, for being on the call with us, for sharing all the really awesome information, and thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us. And we will be back again next week with another product education call on Tuesday night, so we look forward to speaking with everybody then.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Amy, for being with us tonight as well. And to everybody who has joined us, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Good night.